It's called Walk Together Milwaukee. It's part of the National Foundation to End Child Abuse and Neglect, because I am a survivor. Yes, NPAN.org.
Yep. Yep.
You can go there for more information. But as a survivor, child abuse survivor, you know, we want to celebrate the success of survivors. I mean, just the fact that it's a celebration of mm-hmm. their success as a person, as a human, that they're thriving in life, because it's not always that story. You know, mm-hmm. it's not that happy ending sometimes, but we want to celebrate survivors at the walk. And being a survivor, writing the book and the podcast, having that platform, it aligned very yeah. well with my personal mission.
Whoa, we're back.
We're back, yay.
We're back in the brand new studio with Candace Sanchez as a guest.
Yes.
On the Forever Podcast. Welcome.
Thank you, Jamar.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me in your nice, brand new, oh my goodness, studio. It's amazing in here. So I feel very honored and humbled and gracious to be.
We're gonna get into some awesome conversation. So first of all, you were just talking about real quick before we do a full introduction of you, is you were just talking about going to see Janet Jackson.
Yes.
At the Pfizer Forum. How was that? That experience.
She was actually, I saw Drake at the Pfizer.
Okay.
Janet Jackson was at the Summerfest.
Summerfest. Okay.
With
Summerfest.
Ludacris. Yes.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
She was amazing. I was a big Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah.
Growing up, my mom listened to nothing but Motown. So the Janet Jackson 5, Janet Jackson. So yeah, getting that close to her, she did phenomenal. I mean, she's in her 50s or late 50s and. She's
I don't
still
know what
it.
Aging cream or these people are using, like J-Lo. I don't know what she's using. It's all these celebrities, it's like they looked exactly the same they did 20 years ago. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think we look pretty sharp ourselves.
We're doing our thing.
Not going to toot my own horn, but I try very hard to take care of myself.
Yeah, yes. We're doing our thing. So you got a lot going on.
I do.
Right now, especially with Unspoken Conversations. You also have In Can Walk coming up, which we'll talk about. You have your book. You are doing speaking engagements. You're just doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
How do you keep all that together?
Make it all happen. Well, you know, I mean, the beauty of, so by day I'm a healthcare IT professional, right?
Yes.
So I work for a healthcare system here in the state of Wisconsin, which I'm very happy and honored to have that. That's my day job. But then being able to be an entrepreneur and have your business, I do a lot of things more in the evening time. You know, if there's a break in between, I can take a quick, you know, email or phone call, whatnot. But it's just nice to have that flexibility, I think, first and foremost. I think if the pandemic taught us anything, you know, taught us how to take care of ourselves. It taught us about the importance of relationship and connection.
Yeah.
But then what's possible with this new virtual world and how connection can happen through a screen.
Yes.
So, and that's how I got connected with Forever Media.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out Randy.
Shout out Randy
Walensky.
Yes. Just connect with me on LinkedIn and then the rest was history. I mean, I got involved with your Lead the Movement conference last year and was able to promote my podcast.
Yes.
So, and then just
not
met
just
a lot
involved,
of great people.
Speaker.
I was a speaker. I was on the tech panel.
You're on the tech panel.
Sponsoring on the tech panel, which was great to connect with everyone that was there. It actually helped too with my walk promo. I mean, last year, because last year was the first year we brought the walk to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So it's called Walk Together Milwaukee. It's part of the National Foundation to End Child Abuse and Neglect, because I am a survivor. Yes. NPAN.org.
Yep.
You can go there for more information, but, as a survivor, child abuse survivor, you know, we want to celebrate the success of survivors. I mean, just the fact that it's a celebration of mm-hmm. their success as a person, as a human, that they're thriving in life, because it's not always that story. You know, mm-hmm. it's not that happy ending sometimes, but we want to celebrate survivors at the walk. And being a survivor, writing the book and the podcast, having that platform, it aligned very well with my personal mission.
And what is the personal things that you've seen be effective? So from the walk, how has that translated into changing people's lives?
So last year I had two speakers. I had two guest speakers, a male survivor and a female survivor speak. One of them was on my podcast, and then the other one, so I'll do a shout out to Jeff Chugum. He actually sponsored my season 3 dedicated to all male survivors. He invested in the production. He paid for my production costs because he believed in what I was doing. And so I want to do a shout out to Jeff Chugum. So he was my male survivor's first time he really kind of spoke out about the journey that maybe he's been on and how he supports the mission. And then Kat Claus was the other speaker. But I believe when other survivors step out and share their truth, it kind of gives other survivors the ability to see that, well, if they spoke out, maybe I can speak out too, or gives them the courage. And if they're silent, you know, we all talk about being louder than silence. Together we're stronger. Together we're louder than silence. Your voice does matter. You know, we believe you, we see you, we hear you. Those are all the messages that when other survivors speak out, it allows those survivors that are still living in silence, living in the shame, the fear, the blame, that they can come out with their truth, and we can walk hand in hand with each other.
Yeah, and also I think it's a topic that just needs to be outwardly discussed, which it's hard to do that. And that's why your podcast, everything that you stand for, you're so open about it. How did you get to that stage to be open to share this story and your truths, the things that you've gone through? How did you become that way? Because you're changing lives the more that you share this story.
Right. I remember, so in 2017 is when the seed was planted. I was watching the news and Hollywood had the hashtag MeToo movement, right? There was things going on in Hollywood. So, you know, when you're thinking at Hollywood, you know, we were talking about Janet Jackson, Ludacris, you know, when people are famous and they have those huge platforms, right? Yeah. You think, little old me, what am I going to do, right? Yeah. But it hit me. I knew then and there, like, I have a story and I want to share my story. So I started the journey in 2017, found a publisher. It took me 3 years to write. And I believe in divine design. I believe, you know, God has a plan, had a plan for my life, already knew the plan. And it took me 3 years to write because during the pandemic, when it was quiet and we were forced to be at home, I was always a go, go, go girl. But then with the pandemic, having to slow down and reflect, it allowed me that space and time to get it done, to get the book published in 2020. And then even during that quiet time is when I started recording the podcast. So published in 2020, and then 6 months later, my podcast hit the ground running. So it just made sense. I felt, and being in healthcare, I'll kind of go back in 2020 when I was in my final phases of editing and hearing the death tolls of COVID and how many people were dying every day, that scared me. I had never knew what anxiety was until I felt that pain of others and having that empathy of like, God, what are those families going through? And then realizing, what if I die of COVID and never tell my story? So that's why 2020 for me was huge, and 2020 for that book to come out. And it's called Unspoken for a reason, because I wasn't supposed to tell. You know, it's a taboo topic. The statistics are 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys by the time they're 18 will be sexually assaulted, violated, impacted by this. And
what was that statistic again?
1 in 4 and 1 in 6. But that's of people who report. I never reported. And so
every 6 people I meet, one of
boys
them.
Or 1 in 4 girls. And that girls. Statistic, from what I understand, has not changed in 50 years. And it takes survivors, the average age of a survivor to come out is 52 years old.
Yeah, because you don't want to.
You don't want to talk about
it. You don't want to talk about it. You
carry the blame, the shame, the fear all the time, day in and day out. And some people don't make it, you know. Unfortunately, some people can't live with that pain. But I am fortunate enough to say that I'm here, that, you know, this past April I received the Thrive Award at the Hope Shining Green event.
Yes.
So that was a huge celebration. That was a huge honor. And it really was, I was awarded because of the work that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the work in the community to raise awareness around these issues that we need to talk about.
Yeah. Which is just, it's so important. So important. So for people to play their part, they can be a part of the NCAN Walk.
Yes.
So tell me about the date, the time, and how do we get involved?
To get involved. So first of all, the Walk Together Milwaukee is scheduled for Saturday, September 16th at 9 a.m. You can register. There are three ways to get involved, right? The big ways. So the first way is, of course, register as a walker, as a participant. Join a team, create a team, get 10 of your friends together to come out and support. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to raise, I know this is a lofty goal, but I know Milwaukee can show up. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to raise $30,000. I would love to raise $30,000. If I raise $15,000, it'll be a miracle, right?
Yeah.
We are at almost $7,500.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So if I can get 300 people to donate $100 each, I will raise $30,000. So yep. That's, you know, it's a cup of coffee. Yeah. Get 10 of your friends, you know, $10 for a Starbucks cup of coffee, and you've raised $100 towards NCAN. It's such a great cause. And the dollars that we raise go towards community grants. So we have another way to get involved. So as a walker, participant, a team, right? Fundraise as that. That's option one. Another way is just to volunteer. If you're interested in volunteering at the walk, I can make sure to give Jamar the link to mm-hmm. share out to everyone listening.
Of course.
So we have a sign up genius link for the walkers to for people to volunteer. The third way is looking for local businesses, nonprofits, entrepreneurs that would like to promote their organization mm-hmm. at what we call the Together Pavilion.
Okay.
And Together Pavilion is where you come around and you have your table with two chairs. And the only requirement is we ask you to bring people to the event and to raise the minimum of $100 for the cause. And then you can promote your business, what you're doing in the community as well, in partnering with the Walk Together and with NCAN.
Yeah. And we'll be there.
Yes, you'll be there. I have to say, Jamar,
building.
Yes, last year you guys did the amazing videography,
yes.
photography. And so
video.
We were able to use some of those pictures in our flyer here. So that was your guys' work. So thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Great. It was amazing.
For sure.
The video showed a message. It really had. It really was an inspiring video that's out on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, we'll be in the building, outside.
Oh, Lake Vista Park. Yes.
Technically.
So
I always say
location.
In the building. But
yes. So it's going to be Saturday, September 16th, 9 a.m., Lake Vista Park, Oak Creek, Wisconsin. And Oak Creek is, you know, a suburb of Milwaukee County, but it's still in Milwaukee. So,
yeah,
it's a beautiful Lake Michigan. And, you know, everyone's like, is it a 5K, a 3K, is it a run? It's a 1 mile walk. It's a beautiful 1 mile walk. So it's.
So, no, we got to bring the run in
shoes. No, it's just a relaxing.
Prepare like it's an Ironman or something.
Yes. You have a beautiful park for children. It's a 1 mile walk. The Lake Michigan, just the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, we will have a taco truck out there. I'm trying to secure. Taco truck, yes. Breakfast tacos. I'm trying to secure a coffee vendor. So for the event, so we have coffee in the morning. But yeah, so it's going to be great music. Shout out to Mr. DJ Flex. He will be there being my DJ. He was there last year. Felipe, thank you, Felipe.
Oh, I do know a lady that owns a coffee shop.
Maybe check with her. That'd be great.
Kindly Coffee. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's
Does she have a pop-up?
Gauge.
Does she have a pop-up?
I don't know.
Okay.
She has her own location.
Well, let me know. I reached out to a couple, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll, we'll have to do that. Give her some shine.
Yes.
Shine.
Yes.
No, this is absolutely amazing. Just the importance of the work that you're doing is absolutely incredible. I think people could definitely not only support a great cause, but this is great. We have a lot of our audiences, entrepreneurs, people that are within either own their own business or in a business. This is a great opportunity to get part of something that has a community focus, get your business out there, your name, really mold with the community, but also be part of a great cause.
Yes.
Which is just absolutely incredible. We love rocking with you with the things that you're doing.
Thank you.
It's awesome. And just sharing your message and being so transparent and open about such a hard topic to discuss is really powerful. And I think people, they admire you for that. You know, because it's hard. It's hard to even share the things that somebody's even going through, not even about abuse, you know, especially as a child, but just as sharing your day-to-day, what you got going on. And everybody's got something going on.
Yes.
No matter how much we smile, there's always something happening. And for you to be just open and sharing this and then helping others, it's just so, so powerful.
Thank you. And healing is lifelong.
Yeah.
You know, healing is a lifelong journey, no matter what type of trauma you've experienced. I mean, you know, breakups, relationships, you know, we're talking a little bit about that. It's tough, you know? So I just, like I said, I just want to make sure that, you know, survivors, if you're listening and this is touching your heart, you know, and you want to join in, this is a safe place for you. You know, the walk is really a celebration of those child abuse survivors while bringing community together to create cultural change. That's the message for the walk. And I'm looking forward to it. This is our second time with the walk here. And, you know, I just want to keep it going strong.
Awesome. And how else can people support you as far as the things that you
Yeah, definitely. You know, visit my website, www.candacesanchez.com. Purchase a copy of the book via my swag store. I have swag, y'all. So I have the book. I mail you out a signed copy. I ship it direct to you. Any purchases of my swag. So I'm wearing my Unspoken Conversation with Candace t-shirt. I have men unisex shirts, tank tops available. But just trust that I donate to NCAN, right? As a board member. I'm a board member of NCAN.
Yeah.
Giving my time, volunteer time. I don't get paid for that because I believe in the cause. But anything that you purchase from my swag store, I donate personally to the Aurora Healing Center. I'm part of their giving circle. I donate to NCAN. I'm also a board member of Belief Survivors Incorporated. And Belief Survivors Incorporated is based out of Racine, Wisconsin. And they actually also help with sexual assault survivors, child abuse and neglect, prevention, advocacy. And they received the grant last year, $7,500 grant from NCAN. From the walk last year, the monies that we raised. So full circle, right? Full circle.
That is a
and
full circle.
That's
moment.
How we wow. make change. And so Belief Survivors was able to take those funds and use it towards their SCAN initiative. SCAN meaning Stop Child Abuse and Neglect in the Kenosha and Racine area school districts.
Wow. Yeah.
So
that's
full
incredible.
Circle. It is. It's amazing. It all comes back to the community,
goodness.
Right? That's what it's about. It's about how do we make change happen and how do we protect our children?
Oh, my
yes.
God. Absolutely incredible. So get involved. Get active today. Once again, the walk is September 16th, 9 a.m. Be there. Be there part of the community. It's awesome. If you need any more information, click the links below. We'll have them all over through all the social channels and everything. Absolutely incredible. And then Just a last thing that I want to get from you. Is there a story that you can share from somebody that you know that you've seen a lot of kind of change through the things that you've been able to do in can support? You don't have to give names if
right.
they don't want to share their name, but is there something that really helped them through their journey and where what are they doing today?
So. Funny you should ask me that. So my two guest speakers this year, and I will share their name because they will be out in the media.
Okay.
Scott Kinderman and Christina Alvarado. They have said I've inspired them to come out with their stories. Scott was on my podcast for season 3, kicked off the season. And then Christina, she saw me doing what I was doing and pushing her to also write her book. She's like, Candace, I think I want to do a podcast. So just the fact that it's this ripple effect that allows survivors that maybe were kind of standing behind the door have now opened the door and stepped out and said, me too, and let's stand together. Together, we're louder than silence. And I really give Scott and Christina a lot of credit. Scott has really transformed, in my opinion, because he's stepped out into that role. It becomes a personal responsibility. It really does. You know, not only are you an advocate for yourself, but you become an advocate for others and you really start to see the ripple effect. So they say that I've impacted them. And then I told them, well, just think about all the lives you will impact by sharing your story.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
What it's all about.
Change your circle, change your life.
Yes, forever.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. We will be there. I can't say in the building. It's going to be in the space.
Lake Vista Park, Oak Creek, Wisconsin. It's right off of Highway 20 and 32. I know it's kind of like a little hidden park, but it's a beautiful area. So, just make sure you Google Maps it because Apple Maps didn't take me to the location. So.
I feel like Apple Maps be messing up a lot. There was one time it sent me like 30 minutes in the wrong direction.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like 45 minutes late to this meeting. And I was like, and then she, when I got there, she was like, What did you use, Apple Maps or Google Maps? And I was like, it's Apple Maps. Oh, that was your problem. I was like, wow.
Well, no dig on Apple. I am team iPhone now. I mean, my kids are so happy I switched.
All right, people can relate to that, though. They yes. probably got a story.
Yes. Yeah, that could be a whole nother episode.
Well, thank you so much. Definitely sign up for the walk. And we definitely appreciate you guys. Definitely like, comment, subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget, you can change your circle. You can change your life. Till the next time, peace.
This is Candace Sanchez, and you are listening to the Forever Podcast.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to hit that notification bell for more amazing content that we're going to be putting out. And don't forget, you can change your circle to change your life. We'll be right back.